In today's Mishnah, we're on the fourth and fifth Mishnah, on the fifth Perek Masechet Avodah Zarah. The Mishnah begins. Haminiach yeno bekaron ubesfina. So in yesterday's Mishnah, we saw the issue of a Nochri and a Jew traveling together when the Jew left his luggage and his property with a Goy for a short period of time as he went to take care of a few matters before continuing their travels together. We saw how much time in yesterday's Mishnah that would be problematic to do so. Meaning to leave it in his care. So in today's Mishnah, we raise two very, very similar cases. And the first one is where he leaves his wine on a wagon or at a ship along with a goy, v'halachlo, and he goes, bekapand, in a quick shortcut, and he quickly sneaks, nichnas lemedina, to the city, v'rachatz, and he goes to the bathhouse and returns. Mishnah says in that situation it's mutar. Why? Because since the goy didn't know where this Jew was going, then once again he's too scared to open up the barrels and touch the wine in case he'll get caught. However, im hodiyo, if the Jew told the goy where he was going and how long it would be going for, in other words, shehu maflig, then Mishnah says the time period that it would be problematic would be exactly like we learned yesterday, Mishnah, according to the Chachamim, kadesh yishtom v'yigov, according to the first opinion, it's that he can perforate the seal and touch the wine, and then reseal it and have time for it to dry. That would be the problematic duration. However, Rabban Shimon Gamliel says, Kedesh Yiftach, that's not enough, as we explained yesterday in Mishnah. In order for him to really feel he can get away with it, he would have to be able to remove the entire seal and reseal the entire barrel. And that would be Kedesh Yiftach, so you can open it, meaning all the seal, V'igof, reseal it, and then have enough time to dry. Then this is now the third case, really, or second in today's Mishnah, of this group of cases. And that is Hamaniach Nochri Bachanut. What if a Jew leaves a goy in a shop? So he leaves in his own shop. Afal pi shuhu yotzef v'nichnas. Despite the fact that the Jew is coming in and out, we say mutar. Once again, the fact that the goy is left alone in that shop with his barrels of wine, then it would once again still be mutar, because he's too scared to access it in case he might get caught touching this Jew's wine or opening barrels. V'im hodiyo, if he told the goy that he was stepping out to go to mincha or for a long enough amount of time, we say then once again, same opinions, kadesh yistom, sorry, v'yishtom v'yistom v'yigov, same mistake I made last time, there's enough time he could perforate it, reseal it, and have time to dry. And Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, kadesh yiftach v'yigov v'yigov. There'd be enough time that he could open it, meaning remove the entire seal, reseal it, and wait for it to dry. Now, why do you have to mention all these cases? Kanti gives us an explanation, and that is, yesterday's Mishnahs, we saw the original case. That's where they're traveling together. However, in these cases, you might think the case we learned today, the goy might feel a little more confident that he can get away with it. For example, he might think that since he's on the wagon, he might move the wagon to a more secluded area or the ship so that he could have more of a cover in order to get away with opening the barrels. Or if it was in a shop, he might think, look, I'll quickly close the front door, and that way I might be able to get away with opening this barrel and accessing the wine. So Mishnah teaches us, no, these same parameters, I mean the same principles, yotze v'nichnas, of not knowing when the person's going to return, is enough to allow the barrels to still be permitted. And if he does know where he's going, well, we saw that the bait regarding the time limits. Is it just to perforate, or is it to remove the whole seal and reseal the entire barrel again? What's important to know then is that if indeed the goy did close the door, or this ship did travel slightly, I'd say, to a more secluded area, in a place where the Jew couldn't see what was going on, then indeed that wine would be asur, because we're concerned about what the goy might have done with the barrels. Let's learn Mishnah Hei. Haya ochelimo ala shofon, with the Jew and the goy eating together on the same table, and it's in the house of the Jew. Al shochano, meaning the house of the Jew. Epehinicho ha-Yisrael ligina, and the Jew left a jug of wine on the table, al shochano, u-ligina, and a jug of wine al ha-dulbiki. Now, dulbiki was a small table, more like a serving table. So it wasn't on the table where they ate, where the food was placed, but it's almost like a buffet table, or really like a smaller table than that. A regular table where they would place the food on before placing it on the table. And then the Israel left him alone in the room and went, say, to another room. Hinichol v'yatza, and he left. Mishnah says, Masha ala shulchan, that which is on the table itself. Now, in that situation, it's asur. It's immediately asur. I have a concern the goy touched it. And by touching this open bottle of wine, that would already make it asur, out of concern of yai nesech. Or Masha ala dulbaki, that which is on the serving table, we say that's mutar. Why? Because it's the manner of the guests that they're permitted to. They would handle objects that are on the actual table where the food is presented for them to start eating food, but not on the side table, this serving table, or the table that's there where they place food prior to giving it in front of the guests to eat. So in other words, that table, since the guests usually don't go up to that table and start taking food, we're not concerned that this guest, this goy, would have gone and touched any of the wine there. However, if Israel said to the goy, Havei mazog v'shoteh, almost he says, feel free, be my guest. Try any of the wines you like. Mishnah says, Af ala dulba ki asur. In that situation, he would be confident, since he's been invited to start accessing the wine on the dulba ki. So therefore, he's left. If he's been left alone in that room, we are now concerned that he handled or touched this wine that was on the dulba ki, and therefore it is forbidden to derive any benefit from once you return. Mishnah continues, Chaviot p'tuchot. Not only the wine on the dulba ki, but barrels that were open, unlike the case in the previous Mishnah, those would also be considered asur, because he's had the reshut to go and handle anything he likes. However, aval stumot, the sealed ones, however, that's kedesh yiftach v'yigov v'tigov. The same shear as we had by Rabbi Shimon Gamliel in yesterday's Mishnah, and in the previous Mishnah, I should say, the time period that would be problematic is if that he left him unattended for the time for him to go and open the barrel, reseal it, and then time for the new seal to dry again. And those are Mishnah today.